Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I can feel Sean Payton wanting to say, I've seen enough. Like, he's this close with Kenny Stills. This close. Please, please be rid of Kenny Stills.
I don't want him on my TV anymore. I don't understand how he's still on this team. I don't get it, man. And I know that there is some, I don't even want to call it value because he provides no value, but I think there is some mentality with Sean Payton that he likes having Kenny Stills because he knows the offense and he knows that he's been in the offense before and he can trust that from a, his head's not going to swim from an alignment standpoint. It's really hard to add a receiver that hasn't been on the team. I think that he's going to absorb that playbook or be able to do a lot of snaps at different positions, right? So that's kind of like they're not going to be able to sign a receiver that's available that's going to help them at all right now. So your other options are Kwon Baker, who's on your practice squad, or Aesop Winston, who's on your practice squad.
Who?
Those are the other two guys.
And either.
And they haven't been in the system nearly as long as Still. So I think that's probably his reservation.
Get some help.
Andrew had this stat that like Kenny Stills is the worst receiver in Saints history, and it was some.
I heard that on the.
It was like show. He's and got I, the I gotta lowest say, catch I was, percentage of anybody that had 20 passes thrown to them. Like,
yeah, well, let me throw this out. He has 5 catches on 21 targets. It's a catch percentage of
27%.
Less than 20. It's 22.7%.
Yeah.
The next worst receiver in the league right now is 13 points higher. And the worst receiver in Saints history since this statistic has been tracked is the second time Meacham came back to the Saints. He was at 35%, which is 13% higher where Stills is at right now. Stills is actually literally statistically the worst receiver in the league this year, the entire NFL, when it comes to catch percentage. And he is also the worst in Saints history since the statistic has been tracked.
You know what this is. You know
God,
what this is.
I hate to hear that.
I just thought of it. This is the question to end all questions. Jason David covering Kenny Stills. Who wins the battle?
Kevin Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
Man, y'all, that ended.
What?
No. Oh, what? No.
Sorry, Kevin.
Give Thomas a raise. He turned on a dime there. That was like a one cut by Darren Sproles right there by Thomas.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that I'm talking about this and Dave is struggling to contain himself in the upper right-hand corner right now. I'm pouring my heart and soul out of a tremendous failure in my life. And Dave can't contain himself anymore. That's lovely.
Yeah, it was.
Thomas, can you play the music again?
Kevin. Make this podcast extra special. I wish you would show up more often.
Ready to die, man. Dave's weeping.
Dave's weeping. Well,
I'm crying.
I'm just so sad for you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, sure you are. With friends like you three, Jesus Christ.
Well,
might as well go lay out in traffic right now.
Speaking of sad, Andrew, Jameis and the Saints passing offense. how do we judge him? He didn't have He didn't have Deontay. He didn't have Michael Thomas. How do we judge him in the rain? He looked pretty bad for me.
The offensive performance is a complete throwaway. You can't take anything from that game. We talked about this all week, how the weather was going to be terrible and points were going to be hard to come by. It was going to be hard to complete passes. It was all that. We saw Seattle. They were struggling with the same thing. And it's just like, I love how the second the game starts, even though it's raining sheets and you got 40-mile-an-hour gusts, Saints fans are like, oh, the offense is terrible. Jameis is the worst. Like, we talked all week. Like, we knew this was going to be a thing. And
well, to be fair, people, I want to give the people behind the scenes peek, because me and Andrew are texting during the game.
That's all.
And usually it's me losing my mind. Andrew completely lost his shit when Seattle hit that long touchdown.
Yeah,
he
was texting you.
Melted down in a way that I can't remember him ever melting down. It was hilarious.
I was so infuriated. But yeah, no, he missed some throws. But look, we just saw the Traquan Smith poor route. Kevin White dropped the ball. On the very next play, he goes to Kenny Stills. Same deal, drop pass. But he was very inaccurate, and I would expect that in a game with 32-mile-an-hour gusts and raining sheets, you know? So I think a lot of the criticism of Jameis is fair, but I don't think you can really extrapolate it to this game. This game, look, they're on the road. I mean, it's ridiculous conditions. You can't throw the football properly in those conditions.
Trivia question for this week is, yesterday Taysom tied the Saints record for longest run by a QB at 44 yards. Whose record did he tie?
I'm going to go with Archie Manning. I feel like Archie Manning was the original running.
Kevin is weird.
I know. That's why I'm going with Archie Manning. Look at that elbow. The elbow looks like he's got like bursitis.
His elbow looks like my left arm. Jesus Christ. Like, my God.
I'm going Arch. I'm not even thinking about this. I'm just shooting from the hip. I'm going with Archie Manning because he was the original running quarterback at some point. Oh, and I know he did it. He had to do it all on his own back in the day. For
yeah,
the
Archie's
Saints.
Good guess.
I'm going to assume at some point he had to break one off for like 45 yards.
No, I think it's Bobby Scott.
How if you Google this again? You
no,
cheat.
I didn't. But I think it's the only thing that gives me pause is Bobby Scott wore that old time kicker face mask, and that's not the old time kicker face mask.
Yes, well, it is. Yes, bar? It is. It's got like one bar. And that
no, it doesn't. I don't think bar. It does.
I was going to say.
Wait. Hold on. Trick question. He tied his own record. It's Taysom.
Nah. That ain't Taysom. Because look at the legs. Look at the legs.
Ralph, you know who that looks like? It looks like Steve Walsh. I mean, I'm not saying
Andrew, what about Nussmeier?
No, Nussmeier was left-handed. This quarterback's right-handed.
Guys, a hint. His last name was already an answer to two trivias.
Jameis Winston. Oh.
Could it be Wade Wilson?
Whatever. I'm still going with Archie Manning.
I'm still going Bobby Scott.
Is that
Scott?
What we're saying? It's Wilson?
Thomas is playing mind games.
Is it Wilson? Is that the last name that's been the answer?
I don't know.
All right, go.
Maybe.
Then it's Wade. The two Wilsons that were quarterbacks for the Saints are Wade Wilson and Dave Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, who were both very slow.
Yeah.
That would be nuts if they ran for 44 yards on a run. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tell us the answer, Thomas.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Is that Wade Wilson?
Wade Wilson! He was
too old and too slow, huh?
Oh, Stabler, Brett and Lafayette. Kenny Stabler is a good guess also. I wish I had thought of that.
Wade Wilson.
We need to find video of this. I'm serious. Thomas,
when?
Look that up. I need to see video of Wade Wilson running for 4,400 yards.
Yeah.